Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to remind everyone that you can go check us out at www.thedrpatshow.com. More importantly, sign up for the Holistic Makeover. That is a makeover for both men and women. We got some emails from everybody saying, oh, is this just for women? No, it is not. It's for everybody over the age of 18. And that's it. That's the deal. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. There is a little survey, a little questionnaire. Fill it out, send it in, and let's rock and roll. Rock and roll is something my guest knows a lot about. I am so thrilled to have a longtime friend, regular on the Dr. Pat Show, join us here again today, John Holland. We're going to be talking about the Spirit Whisperer, what that means, but most importantly, I have the most incredible psychic tarot cards in front of me created by John Holland. We're actually going to give a deck away to one of you out there today. For those of you that are not familiar with John's work, let me just tell you, I hope by the end of this show, you're going to hear some things that will make you want to be familiar. He is one of the top psychic mediums and spiritual teachers in the country, and actually globally. I can read everything he's done, including his best-selling books, but he'll talk about that. We're going to do a few readings on air today, but I want to tell you that Benny and I shared a little bit during the last segment on our experience with John, so you got to hear about that. One of the things that I want to say is that every insight, and I have to tell you, I'm going to pinpoint a few of them like now, every insight that John Holland has gave me, whether it's during a break and he said to me, I think you got a little arthritis going on, or he said to me on air live, Australia is going to be very big in your future. Benny and I would be looking at each other like and saying, what is this man talking about? Every single thing he has ever said to me, and he doesn't just offer that freely, of course you have to be ready to receive it from John, has come to be. And so I want to introduce you to John Holland in a way that perhaps he and I have not been able to do in quite some time. But what I want to say is we all get to go on a journey. We all get to find ourselves on this winding road of life. The question then becomes, is this the life that we truly want to have? Or is this something we're settling for? Today, in my conversation with John, we're going to talk about where he's been, where he is today, where he's gone. We're going to talk about this incredible deck in front of me. And we're going to talk about his upcoming book and his plans for 2010. John, thank you so much. It's so good to have you back on the show.
Glad to be back, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I am really good. Hey, I was in your neck of the woods not too long ago. You're in the Boston area, right?
That's right.
I was up there for the Natural Life Expo like a week or so ago.
Oh, nice.
I know. And you see, I didn't even show up at your doorstep and ask you for a room to stay in.
Could have called me, could have did dinner.
I know. Wouldn't that have been fun?
Sure.
I wanted to talk with you about a few things. First of all, Benny and I, and you didn't hear this because you weren't really on the line yet. You didn't hear us talking about the experiences we've had with you on the show or the experience that Benny had at a live event. And, you know, we were just talking about, in kind of a way of awe, about the gift you have. Right, Benny? You remember?
Oh, absolutely.
We were talking about
that? Yep.
And memorable is the word that I come up with.
Completely.
Completely mm-hmm. memorable. And unlike anything that I've ever seen before, you know, you have been able to have some insight that when we hear you, John, or when we experience what you're about, it's almost as if we can't make sense of it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
This has had to be a blessing for you and a challenge, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You mean when I told you something or what?
Period. When you told us something, we were in an audience where you told one of Benny's friends something, and I know you don't remember. That's okay. We do. But yeah, for me, you gave me three significant points over the course of, what, 3 years since you've been on, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
One was you pointed to me, it was off air, this was actually off air, and you said to me, you know, Dr. Pat, I'm seeing arthritis. Well, at the time you said that, it was almost as if I could say to you, boy, you're like completely like out of your mind, dude.
Sure.
Then the healing journey that commenced for me is not something I'm going to, you know, get into detail about right now, but you are accurate beyond even you imagine. Then you said on air live, we actually have the archive of this. You talked about Australia.
Remember that.
You remember that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And Benny again, and I again were like, wow, like, what is he talking about?
Why would he be talking about
that? Talking
yeah,
about
exactly.
Australia? 3 weeks later, a series of events happened, starting out with our interview with Olivia Newton-John.
Right.
2 months later, an Australian network picked up the show, and we've been 5 days a week. That Australian network right now that's listening to this show today,
Yep. They
have now branched out into multiple countries, and actually the Australian network is heard now in the United States.
Right.
And so those are just two things, John. Those are things that you do. And I wanted to ask you, how is it that you've been able to cultivate this incredible gift? And what is it like to lead the life that John Holland leads?
You got 3 hours?
Hey, dude, we gave you a whole hour for this show.
Well, it's amazing, Pat. You know, it's when you tell someone a prediction, but remember, I'm more of a medium, okay? People call me, I'm not the love doctor, all right? But sometimes, if I know someone like you, and after a while, you didn't ask me anything.
No.
They say, you know, and my friends, they don't ask me anything. If you know a psychic or a medium, don't ask. We tell. You see, I'll just come out with it because, and I'm glad I gave you some insight that wasn't advertised because, you know, we're accused of, you know, well, you look this up. Well, no, because she had no idea. And that's a psychic's job. We have a way of looking ahead to the future, not just the future, because the psychic ability is not just about predicting the future. It's so much more than that. It, you know, can help you in many areas of your life. But I don't think it's predestined. I don't believe that your future is set in stone. You could have, I might have seen Australia going for you, but you could have refused it, and you changed where it was supposed to go. There are different roads that you take in your future. And it's a intuitive or a psychic's job to say, look, you've got this road, and this road. If you go this way, this could come up. If you go this way, this could come up, but eventually you have the free will. But I was like this as a kid, Pat, and, you know, always the different one, always the strange one, always the weird one. And I hid the ability, like I've told you before. And then an automobile accident in Los Angeles woke those abilities up and totally changed my life. Fate and destiny. I believe that saying, everything happens for a reason. I love that saying, and I hate that saying at the same time.
Right.
I really, really do, because there are some things I can't say, like to a parent that lost three children at once, everything happens for a reason. I don't know why that happened, but that automobile accident, I believe it was definitely fated to happen, to change my life. And it was my free will part of it, of what I did when that accident happened. I let it change my life, and I knew when this accident happened, I thank God for it, because that was my wake-up call, and I talk about this in Power of the Soul. We all get wake-up calls, and many of us don't listen to them. And, you know, you only get a few, but that once I got that wake-up call, my abilities came back, and it was always there, Pat, so it wasn't strange.
Yeah.
And, I'm just a conduit. I really am. But it is work. It really is. And anyone who wants this ability or live this life, I got to wish them the best of luck, because it's a life of service.
It is.
Constantly serving. And I now this year, I'm in my 7 year numerology, which I'm asking the big questions, Pat. I've been on the road for 8 years now, doing this for 17. Where do I want to go? How long can I keep doing this? What's a better way to conserve my energy physically? I mean, I'm not 27 anymore. You know, I'm not like Benny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I'm getting up there. So, you know, so there's different things. I'm doing more training next year. I just finished my fifth book, which takes off from my first book, Born Knowing, some of the things I couldn't tell in Born Knowing or didn't have enough space in what I've done in the past 7 years. So, you know, I know you mentioned that. We can talk about that in a while. But yeah, so what's it like for me? It's amazing. At the same time, yet it's tiring, but yet it's exciting. When I'm on stage, I was in Florida. I'm being in Florida this coming up for the I Can Do It conference. Somebody, a friend of mine was there last year, and I stepped off stage, and he goes, "You must be in love. You're glowing." And I went, "No, I just worked." You know, that's where I can feel spirit is when I'm giving messages to someone from the other side, and that force is flowing through me at that time. But, you know, it's not full time. I love my work, Pat, just like you. And I think if you're going to work, you might as well do something that you enjoy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I so relate to what you're saying. People, I get emails all the time from folks, and they say to me, "How the heck are you doing 14 hours of live radio? You're going to burn yourself out." What I say to them is, the minute I get behind a microphone and I get to talk to people like you, I get to hang out with Benny and Valerie and all of the other producers, Jimmy, of course, who's plugged in from our CBS affiliate. This is pure desire and absolute bliss for me. And then we get off, and then we have all the other things that we have to do that prepares us for these moments.
That's right.
But you have been able to help so many people. We're going to take a short break, John. When we come back, we're going to talk about the tarot deck that you created. But we're going to talk about another prediction you made to me. And up until about 2 weeks ago, had not surfaced. It has surfaced, and it surfaced exactly the way you said it would. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. We are going to take some callers for John Holland. We'll be right back.
So how many times have you said, "I need to quit smoking"? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing, of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. John Holland joining us here today on the show. We're going to talk about his upcoming book. We're going to talk about the Tarot deck. We're taking your calls, so we want to make sure we get you folks in there. And as a matter of fact, we're taking you calls, and you're going to experience what this is like to work with John and his brand new Tarot deck. So you all know the number, 1-800-930-2819. And I think, Benny, we can do instant feedback, too.
Yes,
I
Jimmy. Yeah,
you got Jimmy cranked up on our CBS affiliate.
I'll double check on that.
Okay, that sounds good too. John, thank you so much for joining the show today. Let's kind of take a little sneak preview on what you've been up to and where you're going.
Oh, this year, Pat, busy year. This whole year, I've been writing the Spirit Whisperer, Chronicles of a Medium, and like I said, it's a takeoff of Born Knowing, and Born Knowing was one of my publisher's bestsellers. And that happened 7 years ago. So in the book, I talk about what I've been doing the past 7 years, the stories of people who have had connections from the other side. I talk about pets, which I'm really big pet lover. And I also talk about, remember that A&E special, Mediums We See Dead People, where they took me into New York in 1911, the shirtwaist factory. I talk about what happened behind the scenes. So I give the reader an opportunity to see what it was like behind the scenes doing what I did. And, you know, that's, they're still showing that. And also some of the paranormal things that I witnessed in England that if I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it. So it's that'll be coming out in February and also in April. And speaking of pets, I did a huge charity event. Ever since I got my little dog, Coda, West Highland Terrier, and God, do they teach us things. And that's why I wrote a whole chapter on pets and pet loss. And I said, how can I help them? Because, Pat, I believe it's really about giving back, giving back. I drive by the SPCA, Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, every single day, and I said, how can I help them? So I went in there, and me and my assistant, Marilyn, we talked, and they knew who I was because I'm thinking, oh, God, what are they going to say? A medium wants to raise money. Well, that and another organization I helped, Pat, I raised over $36,000.
Wow, John.
Gave it to them. After the you know, the marketing and stuff here, I took nothing. And people are so funny. They're like, you didn't take a dime. I'm like, I didn't take a dime. So that by the time the costs were taken care of, $32,000 went to these two charities. You know, and it's about giving back. So,
it really is. It is.
Yeah, and I've been busy, you know, doing smaller groups, traveling with Hay House and different events. I'm in Chicago this weekend, the I Can Do It conference. I'm going to be in Arizona, so I'm still kicking it.
You are totally still kicking it. What I would love to do, John, is let's try to get a call or two in each of the segments here because we, you know, people, wow, we've got the phones filled up, and I know Benny has got a few of our CBS affiliates ready to chat with you. What I'd love to do is bring one of our callers on, and then, you know, later on, I would like to share a prediction that you gave me personally that I thought, wow, he's totally going to miss the boat on this. Benny, what do you say?
All right, let's bring on Elizabeth from Seattle.
Hi. Elizabeth. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to my buddy, John.
Thank you.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, just a general reading.
Now, that's too general, darling, okay?
The more, okay, well,
it's like, that's like scanning the universe.
Well,
a general reading. No, darling, okay. Doesn't work that way. More specific the question, more specific the answer.
I have a real specific one then. I had some activity going on in my bedroom last night before I fell asleep, and I'm wondering if it's somebody, a spirit that's passed that I know.
Is your dad gone, please?
No, he's still here.
I feel, is there a father, Elizabeth, that's like, did you know one of your granddads?
Not very well. They died before I really got.
Doesn't matter, darling. Okay, I just feel like this is. Well, tell me about the activity first.
Well, okay. First, it was was a loud noise, which I get sometimes. But the main thing was it was like somebody flying over me. It was like a whooshing sound, and I've had that a couple times, and I've always connected it with somebody that's passed recently.
Right. And you weren't falling asleep when this happened?
No, I was wide awake.
It could be. I'd like to have been there. I mean, I can't be there in your bedroom when you're going to sleep. I understand that. That's a whole nother show, okay? But usually what you can do, too, and it's Elizabeth, your name, yes?
Yes.
I feel like this is an older man, okay? And I feel like it's on your dad's side of the family. But a good thing to do, if you think you know who Elizabeth is, say mom, dad, grandfather, child, whoever you think it is, ask, do it again, if this is you. Do it again. Ask them, or, I don't understand what you want, show me in another way. Because people forget that your loved ones are just a thought away, okay? And the spirit world's just a thought away. They get your thought. Sometimes they don't know if you're getting what they're sending. So you have to say to them, look, give it to me in another way. You can ask questions back and forth. It's not just a one-way communication. And usually you will get signs in other shapes or forms. But, and it could be, too, though, Elizabeth, maybe you're quite sensitive also, so they know that on the other side. So they're going to come to people that they know that they're picking up things. So try that. But I do believe it's on your father's side of the family, okay? And it feels like grandfather, even though people think, Pat, well, I didn't know them. Why would they care?
Right.
Well, he's still her grandfather. Do you understand that she's still her grandfather's? And I'll tell you this, too, Elizabeth, aren't you a teacher?
In a way, yes.
In what way, darling? Because you should be teaching. It doesn't mean scholastically or something, but it could be workshops. If I was to say to you, you should be teaching, or one of your roads or choices is to teach, what would you be teaching?
Probably natural health care, natural healing.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like what's coming to me here, too, and I pulled the transformation cards, and if you look at this deck, Elizabeth, if you get it, It's the death card, but not death of a loved one or death. It's the old way. The old Elizabeth is history, or she is leaving. Okay, so if there's any opportunity you could teach, I don't care if it's in small groups and at aromatherapy shop, I think you could excel in this as one of your jobs, Elizabeth. Go for it. You got the groundness of it, okay? And Elizabeth, your mom is still here?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because there's I wonder if she's thinking about her mom. I'm like, nope, this is definitely on the father's side here. But think about teaching the natural pathway that you said. I think you do really good at this, Elizabeth. Remember, stay grounded with this, though. Don't spend tons of money because John Holland said, all right?
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you for joining us here today. I love that advice, John. That's a good one.
Yeah, because people... If I say to someone like you, Dr. Pat, what I said to you about Australia, you just said, okay, I'm crazy. I don't know if you're still going to keep saying that when I give you things.
No, I don't say that anymore. Honestly, after I said it, I immediately kind of flowed into the idea.
Right. And so you think about it, and I always say, don't make it happen, because sometimes I will say to someone, get off the couch and meet the universe halfway, but you... it's not like you did research. How can I get into Australia? Because John Holland said
it showed up.
You. Yes.
It showed up. And what was interesting, it showed up first through Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
You know, and really an interview that no one thought that would even happen. Yep. So we're going to talk about that more, because I'm also going to share something else you had said to me and what is actually happening now. But Mr. Benny has got his finger on the button.
We do this. It'll be a little easier. We actually had someone write in on the instant feedback. And if you guys want to do that, go to psychiconair.com. Go to the middle of the page there. You'll see the instant feedback form. So go ahead and enter your question there. We have Sherry writing in from Colorado. She says, hi, Dr. Pat, Benny, and John, can you ask him if I'm moving in the right direction with my finances, and how do I discover what my passion is? Mm. Thank you. Thanks,
Hi, Sherry. Thank you.
Well, how do I
find Sherry, he's laughing.
No, right?
Well, it's because it's such a long question.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, let me start with the passion first.
Yep.
Passion, and I teach us to empower the soul, Pat, and I say, what do you enjoy doing?
Mm.
What did you want to do as a child? What do you do when time flies? Now, when I'm on stage, Pat, time flies. When you're on the radio show, time flies, because that is your passion. Find out what you wanted to do as a child. What do other people tell you you're good at? Someone could be a designer. I mean, they do their whole house, and someone says, you should be paid for this. Other people read other people's blueprints all the time, and we don't even think about that. But passion, what are you doing when you want to have fun? I mean, when time flies. And what did you want to do as a child? And for this call, and for this person who emailed in, if she could do what she wanted to do and there was no, I mean, what she loved, if she wanted to do what she loved doing and not worry about the money, what would it be?
That's a great question.
All right. And then you come back and then you come up and add, and then she'll come up with, I don't know, artist. Well, then try to figure out how you can make money at that. okay? But I feel positive with her. At least she's asking, and I do feel it. What was her first part of the question, Benny?
One was...
Yeah, about the finances, if she's moving in the right direction with finances.
Yeah. I wouldn't speed up. What I'm getting is slow and steady.
Got it.
Slow and steady. And I think she's going to build, but I think she's going to be fine. And remember what I said about following your passion.
I love slow and steady. I learned that from my best friend's mom. She is slow and steady. As a matter of fact, John, if you sit down and eat dinner with her, you get the essence of slow and steady. You get to sit at the table until Joan has got that last bite in her mouth. It doesn't matter how long that takes. John Holland joining us here today. John, we're going to take a short break. Why don't we take a minute to give out your website and let people know how they can get their own set of the Psychic Tarot cards, as well as your books and other things.
.com, right there in the store, or you can go to Amazon and Pet next Wednesday. Free teleseminar every second Wednesday for 6 months. Free. You just call in on the number on how to use the deck. I have so many questions. I said, how can I help people? So it's free, starting next Wednesday.
And how do we get on that? Is it johnholland.com?
Yeah, johnholland.com. Go to my calendar, and it's called Psychic Tarot Telegathering, and all the information, the code, the phone number, when to call in.
Oh, man, that is great.
Why not?
Is that going to help us learn how to use the deck then?
It's going to use how to learn the deck because I'm getting so many emails. What about this? And I said, okay, what can I do? So I'm going to have a live, it's going to be live, and I'm going to have a professional tarot teacher working with me.
Wow.
And, so it's a way about people can learn for once a month for 6 months.
I'm glad you're doing that because, you see, I was going to talk to you about it during break, but now I can just join the teleseminar.
Yes,
thank you.
And if people can't join it, I'm having them, you can also listen to the recording if you can't make the call.
The deck is beautiful. We'll talk about this when we come back. John Holland, all of you that are waiting to chat with John, hang in there. We're going to connect you. JohnHolland.com is the website. When we come back, I'm going to share this thing that he said would happen with everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots' best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. For more information about us, go to www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. We're going to take your calls. And before we do, I just want everybody to know we're doing this a little bit differently in that John Holland is my very special guest. Please go to johnholland.com. If you haven't gotten a set of the Psychic Tarot deck, please go ahead and do that. He's offering a free teleseminar on what the deck is about, how to use them. And also, you're going to get some insight in how to work with them in every day. But John, before we go to the phones, could you just tell me a little bit about why you decided to do the deck?
Well, it's when I started out, Pat, I started an aromatherapy after that automobile accident, and my abilities were turned on. People kept saying, John, you should do readings. And I said, no, I don't want to be called weird. I don't want to go back to that childhood again, skeptics. I didn't want to do it. Slowly I did it. So I started using the tarot, and there's many out there. Except when I was reading the cards at an aromatherapy shop right off of Santa Monica Boulevard, I wasn't just getting what the card said in the book. I was picking up other things that my intuition was noticing things about the card. Like one woman had a red scarf in one of the cards, and I looked at the woman in front of me. I said, so how long you've had your throat issue? And she said, how could you have known that?
Right.
I said, well, and because of the red in there. Now, that's not the sore throat card. So I finally said, you know what? It's time for me to do my own deck, to teach people how their abilities can open up using the cards. And that's what happened. And it came out in early this year. It's one of Hay House's best sellers.
They're beautiful, John. They're beautiful. And I'm so thrilled to hear you say that you're actually going to have the free teleclass for people to learn about this
and learn
how to use them.
And it's all free. If you got the deck, you want the deck, listen in. And I'm going to have a teacher. It's going to be recorded also. And I'm doing it for 6 months, once a month.
I'm going to be there. Wow. Let's go to the phones. John Holland, my very special guest. And again, if you want to find out more about John, it's not just the deck. Go to the website. You'll find out where his speaking events are going to be, the books that he's written, and much more. Go to johnholland.com. And Benny? Let's hit the phones.
All right. I don't want to hit it because I want to keep John on the line. So let's stay with Seattle area. We have actually another John on the line. He just recently got out of a long-term relationship.
We actually have a couple more Johns.
Yeah, and
on
you guys
here.
Were talking about a
Johns.
John at the break too. So it's
right,
just like,
and then we got another one in queue.
I know, right?
So, wow, it's a John day.
But this John in particular is from Seattle. He got out of a long relationship, and he wants to know what is he going to do now. So John, welcome to the show.
Hi Benny. Hi Pat. Hi Doc. Hi John.
Hey
Thank
John.
You.
How are you?
Hello. Good, good.
What's the question again, John?
I just ended a long-term relationship, and I do have another friend that I'm attracted to, but I'm just kind of wondering where my life is going, and it's probably not a good idea to be doing something with somebody else this soon, but
Absolutely. And it's funny. I picked up here, too, though, John, the Movement, Choices, and Decisions card, okay? Remember, I don't necessarily always use the card when it comes reading. The teacher in me, John, wants to say, are you sure that long-term relationship is over?
Okay.
Is it?
It seems to be. It didn't seem to be feeding me or nourishing. You know, there was problems with it.
Okay.
Connection-wise.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, and I don't know when this, you said just ended, John. When are we talking?
A month ago.
Yeah, that's, John, what about, and this is after 7 years, John?
Close to that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right? And that's not thank you attitude. John, how about some time for John now? I was in a relationship for 13 years, John. I'm not ready. It's been 2 years now. I still don't want to answer to anybody. You know, I don't want it. I'm taking time for my healing, where I want to go, John. So focus on that too, though, John. But you got the movement choices decision. You've got growth. You got school. There's a pair of wedding rings in here. There's money. All right, you got a lot of stuff going on, John, all at once. Okay, really, all at once. And anybody would tell you too, John. Slow down before a next relationship. Okay, I would love you to take 3 months for you. 3 months for you. I definitely see some schooling happen also, John. So I don't know if you work where they will send you to school, but there's a definite going back to school here. I don't know if this is a new trade or something to enhance your work. And, John, have you been to Seattle? I mean, have you been to New York recently?
No.
Are you?
I've never been back east. No, I haven't.
Are you
no,
not from
I'm a Seattle.
Okay, remember that now. Remember this Dr. Pat. I said to Australia, and her and Benny looked at each other and popped their eyes and said, who is this guest? Remember, New York is going to watch for New York City, John, and it doesn't mean to go on a trip there. Let it happen to you. What do you do for work, John, please?
I'm a handyman, and I'm a caretaker for my mom, elderly
okay.
mom.
Just in, no family in New York?
No family in New York.
All right, just remember that I say that, John. You might meet someone from New York, John. An opportunity may take you to New York. But please, John, take at least 3 months for yourself, okay? Really, really take 3 months for yourself, because I see education happening for you also. Learning a new trade, going back to school, or your job is going to send you there. Just
okay.
You know what, too, John? You don't have my book, Power of the Soul, do you?
No, but I can get it.
No? I'm going to give it. You email me radio@johnholland.com, okay? There's a whole section on relationships that I talk about, John. Relationships are supposed to, you're supposed to feed each other. You know this, John, right? Give and take, and your soul wasn't being fed. Email me your name and address at radio@johnholland.com, and let me send you my book, Compliments of Me and My Publisher.
Oh, thank you, John.
No,
wow.
Thank you.
It's good. Thank you. Thank you both. Wow. Benny, where do you want to go next?
Well, let's go to our instant messenger system from Jimmy. He's over at CBS. And, of course, if anybody wants to do this, you can do it now. Go to psychiconair.com. There's an instant feedback area in the middle of the page there. Go ahead and list your information, name, and probably where you're from, and a good question for us, and we'll bring it on. So,
laser questions. Laser.
That's right. That's how we work. Kathy has written in. She says, good afternoon to everybody. Let's see here. The last Monday on 10/5, it was her birthday, so happy belated birthday to her.
Yep.
She wanted to know what's coming up for the year for her, or maybe what's in store. Peace, love, and blessings all around. Love, Kathy.
Love, Kathy. Where's Kathy hitting us from?
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't say. It has her last name, but I didn't want to give that on the air.
Okay, I can make up a city, but I guess it's okay.
Maybe John, Jimmy can ask that.
What's the question for John again, Benny?
No, I get it. Her birthday, where from her birthday? I'd love to have the time to do a numerology reading on her, but I'm very restless with this girl, okay? I'm very restless. I'm kind of bored. Not bored with her, but bored, stagnation, discontent, restlessness. Things aren't moving as fast as she wanted to, okay? That's why she's feeling impatient. I know that can go for a lot of us. But what I'd say to her is if you're longing for change and, one door may be closing. Don't focus. I don't want her to focus on doors that are closing for the next year.
Mm.
Watch for the one, because people are like, I didn't get that. A friend of mine gave me a great saying, Pat. Sometimes you have to give up good for great.
No kidding, John.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so I want her to remember that, but focus on the doors that are opening. There are going to be some doors closing. This is not all positive. This is not doesn't mean it's all negative. Okay.
Right.
This is not a negative reading. It just means that she's got to deal with this impatience, the part where she's impatient, doors closing. Don't focus on the doors closing. Every door closes, a new one's open. She's going to be okay. She really, really is. And there's a definite move for her maybe in February.
Mm.
See, I love doing this. I can't get validation from her, all right, and because she's not on the phone. But hopefully she's listening to this, obviously, I think she's going to be fine. But focus on the open doors,
cool.
Not the ones that are closing.
Wow, thank you. Thanks. John Holland is in the house. Do we want to go to another John?
Yeah, I think we can. And let's bring on Sandra, though, from Kirkland. So, Sandra, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hi there. Thank you. My question is, where is my career going, and will that include a move?
You see, Pat, I don't do this kind of work, Pat. I'm more of a medium, but I will pull a card for her. What are you doing for work, please?
Well, I'm currently not working, and I quit my job about 3 years ago due to burnout, physical issues, and I was a music educator.
Okay. Have you ever done any, you don't have a psychology background, do you?
No, it's mostly music education, vocal music education.
Okay, what is your first name, darling?
Sandra.
Sandra, have you? So, are you doing any music at all?
No, not right now.
Okay, so you said burnout. Is that from the teaching kids or whatever?
Yes, that was from teaching, and my body was just telling me to stop, and I had some physical issues going on.
You know what I'm getting here? I'm getting here. Now, remember, I don't know how this is going to come or how it's going to happen. I don't. I can only get the, you know, jump ahead a little for you. Music equals therapy, okay? Therapeutic sound, therapeutic music. So somehow your music or you studying the what sound, because that's the way things are going to happen now, sound. With sound vibrations, doctors are using sound. My friend's a didgeridoo player. He helps mend bones, you know, instead of a month healing. He can help mend them in 2 weeks.
Right.
Something about music and sound therapy. Investigate it. Think about it, because I think that your music, what do you play, darling?
Well, I play the piano, and I'm a vocalist as well.
Yeah.
But I love that thought. I really am into energetic healing as well.
Absolutely. So take what you know about music and that vibration.
Right.
I even teach this in my, Sandra, in my workshop. People don't know that color and sound affects us in many, many ways. So I think with your music, you're going to twist it around, therapeutic, and almost like Reiki healing. When somebody gives a Reiki treatment, it goes through them. It doesn't take from them, but they're also getting benefited from it. So I think that's actually what's going to happen. And Sandra, in your family, you got kids, please?
No.
You're not adopted, correct?
No.
Is there adoption in your family, please?
No.
Were you raised by someone else?
No. I had a pretty dysfunctional upbringing, but no, I was
well,
raised
don't
by
we
my...
all, darling. Okay, that's not... I don't think anyone has a normal upbringing anymore, but I think I want you to think of, I'm not saying go adopt, but there's something about here, too, though. Isn't your mom past, Sandra, please?
No, my mother is here.
You know, John, let's have you and Sandra continue during break. We can get this going. And John in Utah, we'll make sure we take you when we come back. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Be a part of intimate conversations with women's health pioneer, Dr. Christian Northrup, and lifestyle expert Cheryl Richardson as they take your questions and discuss the pitfalls and pleasures of practicing good self-care. This all-day event will help you create a life of health and happiness. It features individual presentations by each author, as well as a joint appearance. Join us in Boston on October 17th for an empowering event. Visit hayhouse.com for seats.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Hear what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, for more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com. To sign up for the Holistic Makeover, please go ahead and do that. We are taking applications from all over the country at drpatsmakeover.com. John Holland is my very special guest today. John, before we go to John from Utah, why don't we just let folks know about the deck. They're fabulous. I love the deck. I can't wait to be part of the teleclass. So tell our listeners a little bit more about it and how they can get their own deck.
Sure. Anything they want to know, go to johnholland.com. You look on the calendar, and right on October 14th, you hit that, up comes the information, the call-in number, and the access code to get in.
Great.
On it, it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock on the West Coast where you are.
Yep.
And also, more good news is the deck is doing so well that it's going to be an iPhone application probably coming out in the next couple of weeks because they've been working on it.
So no kidding.
Actually download it, which I think is totally, totally cool. And if people are interested in the new book, go to Amazon and you can read the synopsis about the Spirit Whisperer. And if anybody who Twitters, Pat, do you Twitter?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mine's John. No, it's J. Holland Medium. Love it. Facebook. Lots of things, you know, the newsletter, people find out things first. So I'm around, Pat. Anything they want to know, just go to the site, johnholland.com.
Oh, well, we're going to make sure everybody knows. You know, we've had a bunch of Johns call in today. That is very interesting. Never, never have we had that happen on this show, John. And so let's go to the phones and talk to John from St. George, Utah. Hey, John.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you for letting me be on.
Thank you for joining us, and let me introduce you to John Holland. Go for it.
Hi, John.
Okay. Hi, John.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm 49. My direction, I'm really at a crossroads. I'm not sure why in my life I continue to start over and over again. I guess some of it is not lessons learned, but I'm definitely at 49 really at a crossroads of, you know, work, relationships, basically my whole life. I'm sort of directionless. Does that make sense?
Yes. No wonder why, Pat, you said what you just did.
Yep, and he doesn't even know it yet.
Yep, he doesn't even know
it. He doesn't know what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the question, John?
Is I'm at the crossroads. I don't know where to go.
Mm. Mm.
You see, that's kind of hard, you know, and I'm not trying to get out of a reading, Pat. That's such a deep question. Who can ever answer that on a minute on a radio show?
Yeah, but I've got a question for John if you don't mind. John Holland, if you
go
don't
ahead.
Mind me jumping in. Hey, John.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? But first, let me tell you, we're going to gift you a deck of these John Holland's cards. We're going to gift that to you. So after we're done, do not hang up because we need your address. Okay, you're going to get some help.
All right.
Okay, so you're at a crossroads. You keep starting things over in your life, right?
Yeah, I am. And I'm involved in a business career right now that I love, but it doesn't seem to be taking me...
Because you want money.
Yeah.
You want money.
It's not paying my bills.
This is a money call.
I went bankrupt.
This is a money call. This call is about money. So let's get right to the issue. Can
we? I don't have it.
That's what I'm trying to say. But, you know, the crossroad you're at is I mean, the question that you ask, and John Holland, you can jump in here anytime.
I will, because I got something after you.
Yeah, the question you ask is about, I need direction. The direction that you need, you already know about. You need to make money. And
exactly.
And so you know what? That's called like a job. But I'm not going to say anymore, John Holland is. John?
And John, what I usually tell people too, though, John, it's like I said, with a short amount of time on the radio, I can't say, well, I see you doing this, yep. and this, and this, okay, besides painting houses, John, mm. okay? What do you do for work, John?
I'm in direct marketing.
Okay. Mm. What I want you to do, John, here is, you know, a lot of people, they don't know where they want to go. There's direction, crossroads in yep. life. In the book, my book, Power of the Soul, mm-hmm. I talk about ask the universe this. Ask for the synchronistic signs. John, I was at a crossroads. Should I do this work or should I keep my day job?
Me too.
I'm tired emotionally, physically, mentally. This was years ago. Mm-hmm. How can I do this? I put it out to the universe, and I, not even knowing I did, John, and people started coming into my life, John. Books started coming into my life. I met people in the strangest way. I got to go to England. Somebody rented my apartment. All I did was say, okay, God, universe, my soul, please should give me some synchronistic signs to point me in the right direction. Which direction do you want me to go in that's my highest good? You know what, John? And you know what's strange, Pat?
Yeah.
Is the deck is doing really well. All my books, Power of the Soul, which makes people do a little work on themselves. They don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather have a psychic. And I'm not putting you down, John, okay? I'm really, really not. I wish I had more uh-huh. time to sit with you. But people have to do some work on themselves, okay? And, John, email me, you also. You get in the deck today, John. So here's a synchronistic event, John. You got through. There are many Johns on the phone. Pat chose you to get the deck. I want you to have my book, okay? radio@johnholland.com. And don't hang up because they got to still give you this. You see, it's already happening, John, okay?
Yeah, don't hang up.
And the whole thing about a law of attraction, the universe is saying to you right now, what do you want? Well, what do you want? And a good person to call to, John, free, it's free, hayhouseradio.com. Uh-huh. You know this, Pat. Cheryl
yep.
Richardson, coach on call.
Yep.
Coach on call. You call in there. You get through. You tell the guy, Joe, who answers the phone, John Holland told me to call. And let's see if Cheryl takes your call. She's a life coach, John.
She's amazing.
This is what she does, my friend, okay?
And I
what's her name again?
Cheryl Richardson. Cheryl Hay Richardson.
HayHouseRadio.com. She's on every Monday. And
yep.
It's called Coach on Call.
Yep. And I want to say something to you because I got really clear about a couple of things that you said. And I want to, first of all, acknowledge you, John, for calling in the show. That's number one. I want
Thank
to also
you
acknowledge you for taking your life and doing what you love. I also want to acknowledge you because you have unlimited potential to make money. You really do. And what I think John Holland just mentioned to you is John and I both were at crossroads in our lives. For me, it was about 3 years ago, faced with, do I walk away from the radio show? But I wasn't asking the right question. I had to stop and ask my spirit guides, what do I need to know? Who needs to show up? Please tell me so that we can take this to the next level and everybody thrive. You have unlimited potential. You have the ability to make money at whatever you do. But here's the message that I'm getting. You have to diversify. It's like a portfolio. It's like a financial portfolio is what I'm trying to say. That's the image I got, by the way. And believe me, it is not something that I know anything about. But imagine a financial portfolio and imagine having all juicy things in it that are working towards your end. That's what I'm seeing. You're not a one-man show. Does that make sense to you, John, in Utah?
Absolutely. Very much so.
Okay.
And what's interesting is I worked on Wall Street for 7 years, and so.
So I'm preaching to the choir.
Yep.
Okay. All right, John, stay on the line. We'll get some information from you. John Holland, thank you so. What do you make of these calls about direction today, John?
Well, it's happening. You know, in fact, the older I'm getting, the tougher I'm getting. I can't have people. What about my love life? What are you going to do about your love life? Mm. Are you going to get off the couch? Are you going to diet? Are you going to take care of yourself?
Right.
You know, when people keep reaching to psychics, I don't go for it. I will give what I'm getting here. But remember, I'm more helping people connect with the other side.
Yep.
But, you know, I want people to do a little work. Don't just wait for the psychic to say, you know what the answer is going to be.
Right.
Your soul needs work. And, Pat, you had a prediction that you never told
people. I'm going to tell you right now. I think it was about a year or so ago, you talked about television showing up in my life. And about a year or so ago, I really was not even in the mood to have that conversation with you. Yesterday, I was on a conference call with Telos TV, a brand new television network that's going to be launched on DirecTV and the Dish Network. And they've asked if I wanted to do a segment. Now, I have no idea about what that even means, but I want to just mention it to you because it's showing up exactly like you said it would.
And that's where TV's going, Pat, too, though. So let's just see what they come to the table with.
Good, and I hope you'll join me.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. John Holland, thank you so much. When are you coming to Seattle again?
I don't know, Pat. Maybe next year. I got a lot going on, so there's a lot of, you know, a lot of balls in the air, too, and a lot of exciting news coming up next year, too. So
good.
Go on Facebook or get my email newsletter, and people will find out first.
And maybe you could come to Detroit and do something with our CBS affiliate. JohnHolland.com is the website. Thank you all for joining us here today. Remember, you've got everything you need inside of you. Let's make it happen together. See you next time.